talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening two weekends from now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Carpetbaggers Carpet One, and they are one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, and we'll be talking with Dean Kelly with Carpetbaggers Carpet One. We'll also be talking with Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Automated. They're also a vendor at the Charleston Home and Design Show two weekends from now. Also, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations and Home Designs, and you'll see them at the Charleston Home and Design Show two weekends from now. And finally, we've got a special interview with Andrea Futerol, and she's with Aqua Blue Pools, and we're going to be talking about the pool panel of experts that we have arranged at the Charleston Home and Design Show, as I mentioned, two weekends from now. And the pool panel of experts, this is kind of cool. This has never been done in Charleston, where we have gathered, we're gathering the top local pool companies all in one place, and it's for a seminar on Friday, January 25th at 2 p.m. at the Gilliard, and it's completely free. So if you're thinking about buying a pool in 2019, this is a great opportunity. I definitely want you to make plans to attend this seminar, because you're gonna have about six local pool companies, including Aqua Blue Pools, Aquatica Pools and Spas, Blue Haven Pools, Low Country Custom Pool and Spa, Michael Greer Pools, and also Pool Cover Solutions, which has these awesome automatic pool covers that you just turn a key and they open and close on demand. And they're all going to be part of a panel of experts called the Swimming Pool Panel of Experts. And we've asked them to identify the top questions that that people usually ask, and if they forget to ask, they should be asking before taking that plunge and buying a new swimming pool. So the reason that we're doing this, it kind of matches up with the swimming pool feature we have in the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which is out now. And over the last 2 years, swimming pool permits have skyrocketed. There are so many people that are installing swimming pools in their backyards that permits have gone through the roof. And what ends up happening is people, they say, oh, we want a swimming pool this summer. And then maybe they wait and wait and wait. And when they start the process, There might be a backlog that goes to October. That's happened the last 2 years, and so we moved up our swimming pool feature to our winter issue to try to motivate people, if they're thinking about a swimming pool in 2019, to definitely go ahead and get started now. And then as part of that, we decided to do this swimming pool panel of experts. So you're going to have all the top companies. They all compete for your business, but they're all going to be part of this swimming pool panel to educate you, to enlighten you on the things that you should know before making that pool purchase. But we've got an awful lot going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show 2 weekends from now. We've got free design consultations with interior designers. That's something we've been doing since 2004, is partnering with local interior designers to offer free design consultations. And this year, we're adding architects to that. So if you would like to sit down and get a free design consultation for your home with an interior designer, great. You want to call Charleston Home and Design Magazine to set that up. They're free, of course. And then if you want to talk with an architect, this is a great opportunity to do that, because you can sit down with an architect for about 20 to 30 minutes and talk about, you know, what your plans are, what your project is, and get some free advice from an architect as well. And all you have to do is call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 843-577-7652. You can win one of three home improvement prize packages. We're giving away a $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats. Another lucky local will win a $2,000 low-maintenance aluminum pergola from Express Sunrooms. And a third lucky local will win a $2,000 glass shower enclosure from Century Glass. And so we've got some great prizes going on. We've got the VIP home show party happening Friday evening. Free admission all day on Friday, January 25th, from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then at 6 p.m., 6 to 9, we've got our VIP home show party. And that does require a ticket, and tickets are only $15. The VIP home show party Friday evening from 6 to 9, it's sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing and Cambria Quartz Countertops. And for $15, you get to enjoy an open beer and wine bar, and there's past hors d'oeuvres, and we've got catered food stations and things like that. You can buy $15 tickets at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. If any tickets are left, we sell them for $20 at the door Friday evening. On Saturday morning, if you're one of the first 200 families at the show, the first 200 families at 10 a.m. will get a free 12-ounce Tupelo honey gift from Savannah Bee Company. This is a 12-ounce bottle of honey from Savannah Bee Company on King Street. And they've got locations all over the country. And this is an amazing gift. I think it's about a $19 value. And all you do is with your paid $7 admission to the show, the first 200 families will get a free bottle, 12-ounce bottle of Tupelo honey from Savannah Bee Company. Then on Sunday morning, we're giving away to the first 200 families at 11 a.m. when the show opens, a free Tervis tumbler from the Tervis shop on Church Street and Market downtown. So lots and lots of things going on. Have a great weekend, everybody. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Carpetbaggers Carpet One, and they're one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up 2 weekends from now, January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And Carpetbaggers Carpet One is located at 3196 Marginal Road, and that's right off of the Savannah Highway as you're heading toward south, toward Kiowa and so forth. And now we're talking with Dean Kelly with Carpetbaggers Carpet One. How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing well. How about you, Tim?
Great, great. Happy New Year to you. And take a moment, Dean, and tell everyone about Carpetbaggers Carpet One.
Well, Tim, Carpetbaggers Carpet One, we started in 1992. We're a full-service floor covering company. We do everything you could possibly do on a floor in terms of covering. We do, we do carpet. Obviously, we do hardwood. We do the WPC, the Cortec waterproof flooring. We do a little bit of vinyl, not much of that anymore, but we do still do it occasionally. And we do hardwood floors, we do sand and refinishes, and we do ceramic tile. We, in fact, have a nothing but tile exclusive showroom within our large showroom.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, you mentioned vinyl plank flooring, and I got to give you credit. One of the shows that we did down at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, we had a promotion called a White Room Challenge. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Carpetbaggers Carpet One, when we approached you to provide some flooring for the four 10x10 spaces that the designers were given to mm-hmm. create. And I remember you said, we're gonna put down some vinyl plank flooring. My first thought was the sheet vinyl, which I've not had good experiences with over the years.
Nobody else has.
And I thought, I don't get it, but okay, that's fine. Mm, yeah. And has that not exploded? You were like one of the first ones to be on that.
We were very fortunate. You know, as a business owner, you take some risk. Sometimes they work out great. Sometimes mm-hmm. they blow up in your face. But this one actually has been a home run. We've actually been doing LVT or luxury vinyl tile for like 16 years, and we initially started doing it commercially, but it has turned into a product that everyone uses in their homes. So it's making it now with the special core, so it's you can get it with a soft core and then a cork backing or a padded backing. You can get it with the new thing now is rigid core, and rigid core it's going to be a little bit. More indention resistant, not quite as soft, but incredibly durable. And all of these floors are incredibly durable. Mm-hmm. And they are waterproof, which is something you got to have here in the low country.
Very relevant with the flooding we've had and so forth. If you're, you don't have to be in a low spot, your house to be flooded. I mean, your water heater could flood, or who knows what else could, your refrigerator goes out while you're away and everything is just draining and so forth. So it's definitely one of those levels of peace of mind when you have that luxury vinyl tile.
It definitely is. And I definitely want to mention something along that line with moisture, water, flooding, those sort of things. And that's why this product has become so popular. But there are limitations with everything. And sometimes when you have new technology, you can have some issues. And one of the things I definitely would like to address and let people know of is if you're thinking of going from, say, carpet to even hardwood or vinyl tile. There are a few things the homeowner needs to be sure that they do, and that's one thing I want to address. And mainly things like you want to be sure that you have, if you're on a crawl space, you want to be sure that you have a 6 mil poly moisture barrier, moisture block ground cover that covers 100% of the ground underneath. Because what we have seen happen is moisture being trapped, because we live in a very humid climate. Mm-hmm. And when moisture comes up and it gets, let's say it gets in the insulation, it sits in the insulation, and actually the insulation can hold moisture. Then that gets into the subfloor. Next thing you know, it makes its way into the house. Now, if you've got carpet throughout a lot of your area, then it'll kind of wick through the pad and wick through the carpet. But when you have a product like the moisture-proof products or moisture resistant products, it can trap moisture. So you want to be sure that you have an evaluation done underneath your home just to be sure you don't have any moisture issues. We will come in and do moisture testing for you and that sort of thing to kind of be sure of that. But it's something a homeowner definitely wants to be mindful of it mm-hmm. before going, from, say, carpet to either hardwood or a moisture waterproof type flooring.
That's true. Well, Dean, what are some of the new flooring trends that you're seeing for Carpetbaggers Carpet One?
Well, several things. One thing we notice is you're looking, it's a great time of year to evaluate and look and see, how you've done with what products and that sort of thing. And so looking at numbers and talking to other folks in the industry as well, And everything can be regional, but what we've seen in our area is we have seen an increase in carpet, which that increase is coming from the upper end carpets. And we carry products like Lee's Carpet and Karistan, Maslin, Fabrica, Stanton. These are designer products. These are really good-looking products that are soft, many of them incredibly soft, durable. They have the barber poles. They have, the cut and loop, some of the even Berber types. But there are so many different innovations with up-ring carpet, and we're seeing an increase there. And then, obviously, like we have been talking about, the waterproof flooring, that's definitely here to stay. It's continuing to grab, some business from other places. And we are seeing some new wood designs. There's a lot of the matte finish is really coming in strong. We're seeing the hand scrape look kind of fade away a little bit, and a wire brush matte finish, almost like a raw looking floor, is gaining some popularity. Again, you're going to have some limitations with hardwood in the fact that, in our area, you want to go engineered, and you're going to want to go, with something, or if you want to go with a solid, you're going to need to go with something that's only 2 1/4 to maybe 3 inches wide. You'd want to go any wider than that with a solid floor. But you're seeing a lot of good products out there, new introductions. We're going to Washington, D.C. next week, in fact, for one of our two conventions we go to every year where they unveil new products. So that's one thing that we try to do. We try to be innovative and be on top of new technology and new things. Again, like I mentioned, sometimes we hit home runs, sometimes, not so much. Mm-hmm. But we're always trying to look for new innovations, new products that will help the consumer and help them in their homes. And there's a lot of great offerings out there.
Yeah, and you're trying to stay ahead of the curve with homeowners too, because they're doing a lot of research online. And how often? It seems like just about every time I come in here, you have a new display. You've got different flooring vignettes throughout the showroom here at Carpet Baggers Carpet One, and they're always changing.
Yeah. Like I mentioned, we're going two times a year now. We used to go years and years ago when I first started. We might go once a year to see the new unveilings in flooring. But now there's so many that we're actually going twice a year, and the product offering is just phenomenal. And that's why, one, we have a very large showroom, because you have to have in order to showcase everything that's mm-hmm. out there. But we also are looking at what's selling, what's doing well. And Tim, once we see a product is having problems, or we've experienced a couple of issues, we'll take it out of here. Mm-hmm. And if it's not going to work for the homeowner, it's going to be a pain and a problem for them, and it's going to be a pain and a problem for us, and we don't want them thinking, what is this? It's not working, and why would they sell it? And I ask myself that if we don't feel comfortable with, we're not gonna promote it. So mm-hmm. that's why you might see some things come in and out. But very few times you have anything like that. But occasionally you will run across something. But we feel like styles change, colors change, different uses change. So we want to be on top of that, and that's why we're always, giving different offerings around here.
Makes sense. Well, we want everyone to come out and see Carpet Baggers Carpet One at the Charleston Home and Design Show 2 weekends from now. And very special thanks to Carpet Baggers Carpet One for being a sponsor of the show. And how can folks get more information about Carpet Baggers Carpet One?
Well, you certainly can call us the old-fashioned way at 843-571-0013, or you can look us up on the web at carpetbaggerscarpet1.com, or you can just swing by 3196 Marginal Road. I highly recommend you do that, because there's, again, you want to see these things that we're talking about, and we have a lot of these products on the floor, and we're open 8 to 5 on Monday through Friday, and then 10 to 2 on Saturday. So come on by.
And you folks also, you've got that mobile showroom as well.
Thank you for mentioning it. Yes, we do. So if you're saying, we do cover the entire Lowcountry, and we go everywhere. So if you're saying, hey, Carpetbaggers is West Ashley, and I live you know, in Monk's Corner, or I live in Walterboro, or I live in Edisto, or I live, you know, even Mount Pleasant. A lot of folks don't want to make the trip over from Mount Pleasant. We totally understand, and we'll totally come to you. We've got a showroom that's it's mobile. We'll bring the showroom to you, and we've got a little bit of everything on there. But if we try to find out a little bit about what you're interested in, so we can load it up with even more of that particular type of product. So we'll be happy to come to you at no extra charge.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Dean Kelly with Carpetbaggers Carpet One, and special thanks to Carpetbaggers Carpet One for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Andrea Futerol with Aqua Blue Pools. How are you doing, Andrea?
Hey, Tim. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. And I didn't mention that we have you on the phone, but our listeners can tell that the difference. Andrea, Aqua Blue Pools, along with several other pool companies here in Charleston, are going to be part of a special event we've got coming up at the Charleston Home and Design Show 2 weekends from now, January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center downtown. And on Friday, January 25th, we have a special event. We're calling it the Swimming Pool Panel of Experts, and from my knowledge, this is the first time that we've ever been able to gather the top local pool companies, representatives, experts from each of the top local pool companies in one place at one time to answer the most frequently asked questions that everyone needs to know before they take that plunge and buy a new pool. And we're very proud to have Aqua Blue Pools as one of the top pool companies participating. Andrea, take a moment and tell everybody about Aqua Blue Pools.
Sure. So I've been with Aqua Blue Pools for 15 years myself, but Aqua Blue Pools is a locally owned company, and we've been in business for right at 28 years this month. So it is the 28th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's exciting news.
You got to have a lot of happy customers over these years to stay in business that long.
Yes, and we try very hard, and we're always working to improve everything that we do always. So we definitely do our very best, and we're excited to be a part of this community for as long as we have.
Sure.
And have the customers that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And our office is located in Hollywood, which is just south of Charleston, so it's a nice little drive out to the country for those listening who don't know where it is. But we have a nice showroom where folks are able to select then just look at different material options that are available for the pool. And then we also have 3 pools installed on site with some really nice pool patios surrounding the pools, and just the nice outdoor spaces that people can come and get some ideas and learn about pools if they're not really familiar with them, because some folks are not. So it's just a good place to come out and, mm-hmm. and learn more.
You've got some working pools out there too, right?
Yes, we have 3 full-size pools out here. We've got a pool spa combo with a multitude of water features, and then we have a infinity pool. So for those who don't know what an infinity pool is, it's the pools that where the water spills over the edge and into a trough, mm-hmm. type of a scenario. So it looks like the water just kind of disappears and falls into nowhere.
Like off the horizon.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we've got another pool that has this just below that. We've actually turned the trough below that into an actual pool, and it has a really nice water feature, like a stacked stone, so the water trickles down. It's just a really pretty water feature in and of itself. Mm. And, so there's just a lot of really neat things to see out here. Fire pits, different types of decks. So you've got paver patios, Belgard paver patios, travertine. And the travertine stone, which is a popular mm-hmm. type of a pool patio. And then you also have what we call it's called Heartstone. We don't call it Heartstone. The product is Heartstone. It's out of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really, really super duper durable, super thick type of a paver that's manufactured. And it's very dense and heavy. So it's a super durable paver. And it has a really neat modern clean, contemporary look to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aqua so Blue. There's all kinds of different things that folks can see out here.
The, do the employees at Aqua Blue Pools ever get a chance to go swimming in those pools in the summertime?
I wish. No, we haven't had a chance to really enjoy the pools at all. We stay so busy. And
oh, yeah, that's true.
Honestly, not even to go outside to grab a lunch by the pool either. That doesn't happen.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of being so busy, I'll let our listeners know, this is kind of the genesis of the idea of gathering all of the top pool companies together, was because over the last couple years in particular, pool permits to build pools have gone through the roof. And what inevitably has happened is it's created a bit of a backlog. And so what we're trying to do is get everyone's attention who maybe has plans to build a swimming pool in 2019 and have them start the process now versus waiting until spring or definitely, I'll bet you get some phone calls like a couple of weeks before July 4th. How quick can you get us a swimming pool put in?
Yeah, it has happened a couple times, and you know, the realistic expectations and what somebody wants to happen and what in reality can happen are a lot of times two different things. And that just boils down to folks who really don't know anything. They haven't had a pool before. They've never gone through the process, and they've just been dreaming about it and thinking, gosh, I'd like to have a pool one day, but don't really know what's involved and how long it can take. And so without the, you know, the various steps of knowing what it takes to get to that pool in the backyard ready to swim in scenario.
Yep.
You've got a series of steps that has to occur.
Exactly. I remember in 2017, in particular, some of the swimming pool companies by May were booked up through September. So if you were talking to a pool company in May, you really wouldn't be able to get a pool installed until, you know, October or beyond. And so, you know, what we're hoping to do is motivate folks to start the process now. And one of the best ways to do that, everybody wants to, you know, make sure that they're choosing the right company and paying the right price and everything. And so we're gathering the top pool companies in Charleston together on Friday, January 25th for a free seminar at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And the participating companies are Aqua Blue Pools, and that's who we're talking to today, Aquatica Pools and Spas, Blue Haven Pools, Low Country Custom Pool and Spa, Michael Greer Pools, and then also Pool Cover Solutions. And they're a company that installs automatic pool covers, and those are installed typically as your pool is being constructed. So it's all integrated into the construction of your pool. And there's a lot of advantages. We have a pool cover from Pool Cover Solutions. And the nice thing about it is it retains heat and it keeps a lot of the debris out. So there's a lot of things that we're going to be covering in this free seminar on Friday, January 25th. Anybody who is thinking about buying a pool in 2019 needs to attend this free seminar, because the top pool companies are going to be all gathered in one place, and you'll be able to talk to representatives from all those pool companies and really get all the questions answered that you need to know before taking the plunge. And what are some of the top questions that you get that you feel like you know, everybody, anyone considering a swimming pool should know?
Sure. So going into this, there's, you know, the different types of pools that people may not be familiar with. Usually a lot of people know what type of pool they want, but as far as the types of pools that are out there, you're going to have different answers for all the different types of pools. So you've got your gunite pools, vinyl liner pools, and your fiberglass pools in ground, all of those three. Some can be installed elevated, you know, but anyway, so a lot of, with that said, a lot of the questions that come up are costs. How much does a pool cost? So those prices can vary widely. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking. So those are some of the things that people can try to, you know, when they hear those questions and the answers from the different companies, they'll be able to understand a little bit more about what's involved and the cost of getting a pool, the different types of features, what affects the cost of a pool in-ground versus elevated, gunite versus fiberglass versus vinyl liner, you know, just those different types of pools. And so they'll get a better understanding of that. You know, other questions that come up are, what other items should I think about in budget outside of the typical scope of the swimming pool and mm-hmm. the patio or around it? So that's another thing that comes up, because everybody sees, you know, you've got all these neat things out there called house.com and Pinterest. And so you see all these really cool designs, and people get all kinds of, you know, ideas of things that they want. And that kind of extends the discussion into what else, what other items just outside of those two, the regular pool and the patio, can I anticipate?
Right.
And then another is, what are the steps to build my pool?
Mm-hmm.
That's one, a question that comes up. You know, you don't know, you've never done it before. So learning what's involved on the front end before the pool is installed, and knowing and understanding the process of where your property is located. Are you on the water? How much room do you actually have to put in a pool? Just the different types of questions that come up. Can a pool fit in my backyard? If so, what are the steps it takes to get it designed? And what's involved with installing an elevated pool versus an in-ground pool? So some of those questions come up too.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just a lot of questions that come up. And then you'll have other questions such as, how long does it typically take to install a pool? And a lot of folks want to know, from beginning to end, how long is that process going to take? Because, if, like you said earlier, if you want to, you call today and you want to have your pool installed by March or April, you know, it's January, you've got the design process and other processes that take up front, and that takes up time. And so it may or may not be able to happen within the time frame that you want. So the planning, understanding all the different steps and planning ahead and making sure that you've contacted the experts and knowing what you need to get where and how, and getting the guidance from the pool professional is very important.
Right, right. Yeah, we've go ahead. No, you continue.
Other things that come up too, just outside of the pool, that things folks would like to learn more about are, what are the best ways to sanitize my pool? Because there are options out there. You have chlorine, the typical chlorine, which really doesn't it's not much, that doesn't get used very much anymore as far as the way to sanitize your pool. It's mostly using a salt system now instead of chlorine. But there are a lot of folks out there that still want to know the advantages and disadvantages from chlorine. What can I expect with salt? Ozone or UV, ultraviolet type sanitizing options. So those are the types of things that can be, you know, learned about at this upcoming panel of experts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Have a better understanding of how they're going to use their pool and what's best for them, because it's going to vary from person to person.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's so, you know, we ask each of these companies to provide us with four or five questions. And I think you just rattled off about 20 different questions. And that's good, because mm-hmm. it illustrates, you know, all of the different things that need to be considered before you make a decision on your swimming pool. And we want everyone to come out and be part of this free lecture that we've got on Friday, January 25th at the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's Friday afternoon at 2:00, and we're gathering the top local pool companies. Experts will be on hand to answer the top questions that people need to know before they take the plunge in a swimming pool. And there's things like, does Aqua Blue Pools do things beyond just building the pool? Like this might, installing a swimming pool might trigger wanting to install like an outdoor kitchen, or you know, some other hardscape areas around the backyard. Does Aqua Blue mm-hmm. Pools help with that?
It's limited. So outdoor kitchens, we do not do the outdoor kitchen. You know, we typically would recommend the customer, the client call, and there are some local professionals that are really, really good at what they do when it comes to the outdoor kitchen scenario. So we usually refer that out. But if it's like a fire pit, the patio that surrounds the pool, maybe there's a walkway that they want to come off of the pool and attach to something else, you know, that's already in the backyard. Those are the types of things that we would work with since we're already out there doing the work.
Here's my question. What's the best material for a pool deck that isn't going to burn your feet when you're walking around your swimming pool?
So travertine is probably one of the best, and then right up there's a Hartstone that I was talking about earlier. That's out of Tennessee.
And the travertine is kind of a whitish, creamish color, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to stay cool even in the hot sun. And versus, mm-hmm. you know, some people have put in, stamped concrete or some kind mm-hmm. of dark pavers, and it is mm-hmm. is burning hot on your feet to walk on that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So a solid concrete deck it gets very hot.
Bluestone. Everybody loves bluestone, but that'll burn your feet.
It's beautiful, and it is not functional around a pool area. Mm-hmm. And you can fry an egg on it in the summertime. And you know, everybody around the pool is usually barefoot, so it certainly is not an appropriate surround for a pool area. But the travertine is a great option, and it's very popular. So with the ivory, the light colored that you were brought up a minute ago, there are a couple other options as far as colors go with that. And there's like a walnut color, even though it's a little bit darker, it doesn't get hot. So, mm-hmm. You still have a couple different color options with the travertine mm-hmm. and other type options that are out there that are stone, like a shell stone. They're more dense, and there's just a few different things out there that, depending on one's budget and what they want to spend on the project and mm-hmm. whittling it all down to how they want it to look,
right,
and how much money they have to put into it or want to put into it.
Exactly. Well, we want everyone to come out and be part of this this special seminar. First time ever in Charleston, we've gathered the top local pool companies, and they'll all be in one place and one time on Friday, January 25th at the Charleston Home and Design Show, starting at 2 p.m. And it's a free seminar, too, and free admission to the entire home show on Friday, January 25th for regular show hours. So, Andrea, you have just scratched the surface, and hopefully we've motivated some of our listeners to come out to the pool panel of experts on Friday, January 25th at 2 p.m. at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And they can get more information on that by visiting charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And how can they reach Aqua Blue Pools, Andrea?
So there are a couple of different ways, and one would be by phone, and they can call 843-767-POOL. It's real easy, 843-767-POOL. Or they can go to our website, which is Aqua, A-Q-U-A, Blue, the color blue, pools is plural, .net, aquabluepools.net.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Andrea Futerl with Aqua Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day. Appreciate you having us on.
You bet. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings, and they're one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up two weekends from now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking to one of the vendors that you'll see at the Charleston Home and Design Show, Mac McIntosh, with Next Gen Automated. How you doing, Mac?
I'm doing well, Tim. Yourself?
Good. Take a moment and tell everyone about Next Gen Automated.
Well, Next Gen Automated is a low-voltage firm focusing mainly on residential automation, obviously, like lighting control, thermostat control, lock control, but also we do audio-video distribution, we do structured cabling, we do security systems and surveillance, basically anything and everything that falls into the low-voltage realm or the home electronic mm-hmm. type. Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Now, Next Gen Automated, you folks changed your name slightly just recently, right?
We did. No change in management or company structure, really more of a separation in residential and commercial. So as far as everyone is concerned, other than the logo, nothing changes. All the people are the same, the faces are the same, and you know anything we had in place is the same. It's just more of a structural change to the company.
So you folks are offering services on the commercial side, separate from
we do
Next Gen Automated, which is the residential side.
That is correct. We Next Gen Technology still offers, fire systems, media distribution, things for commercial applications.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And a couple new services that Next Gen Automated that you folks are offering is outdoor lighting and also automated shades. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, landscape lighting has become extremely popular, especially in the low country with our, we got these beautiful oak trees and palm trees, and people want to accentuate things outside of their home to kind of create that living room feel or warm up the environment, for hanging out or just accentuating it from the road and safety purposes. There's a lot of reasons why you do it, but it can really add a lot of curb appeal to the house. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, a lot of people, you can tell the homes where people are very, very proud of their homes and their upkeep. A lot of those folks that are very proud to show off their house during the day, they like to show it off at night too.
That's true. That is very true. And it really does accentuate not only the architecture, but it also offers that added security because the light obviously fills the space around it, so you stay nice and lit around your home, so.
Less likely that somebody is
exactly
going to, if their house is well lit, they're not necessarily going to approach that and think that they can get away with whatever.
Well, you would certainly think that type of thing happens under the veil of darkness, but right. no one wants to get caught, or at least you don't think so.
Right. True. And then also automated shades. Talk about that a little bit.
Yep. So, I think, everyone's familiar with like a Roman shade style window treatment. And basically what these do is, they roll up and down on their own, which is the automation, which is the mechanical portion. The automation portion comes into where it ties into our control systems where, we can make them raise and lower according to the time of day. So if you've got sun that's coming in a certain portion of the home and you don't want, floors to fade or, the sun does damage over time to certain things, or even just keeping the house cooler, we can make these shades raise and lower, on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Also, whether you're home, whether you're not home, whatever the parameters that you set or that you find fit your lifestyle, those shades can basically work without you messing with them.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a term, low voltage.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of AV companies are kind of known as low voltage contractors, and that's the difference. That's different from high voltage, which would
Correct.
Require an electrician. So low voltage, the automated shades, that would be considered low voltage.
That is correct. Most of the automated shades that we do are actually battery powered, believe it or not. I mean, they've really come a long way we're getting 3 to 5 years out of battery life on some of these shades. I mean, they're very low current draw, the valence holds a good amount of battery power so that you don't have to change them, like your remote control necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
This
time of year, everybody's got a project around the house. And so when they come to the Charleston Home and Design Show 2 weekends from now, they'll walk by the Next Gen Automated display. And what will you be showing and what will you be talking to folks about?
Well, I always like to bounce it off of them. I want to hear what they want to hear about. We certainly cover a wide gamut of products. So, first starts with listening. But back to what you were saying about the display, or asking about the display, I should say. Our display is fully automated. It shows a cross-section of everything we do, from landscape lighting to audio distribution to video distribution. We have security. We have surveillance. so people are able to touch and feel and kind of, without just looking at a brochure, see it sort of in action. And I think it gives them a better feel for either what they want or what questions they want to ask mm-hmm. to get them to that, you know, final scope of work that they need mm-hmm. for their project.
You know, I'm going to just throw out a few things I'm sure most homeowners would love to have it in their home. You know, they want speakers maybe throughout their home, maybe in their bedroom, their bathroom, outdoors, maybe on the porch, maybe kitchen, so that they can listen to music, you know, in their off time and so forth.
Correct. Audio distribution is a large segment of what we do, probably one of the largest segments of what we do, not only the audio portion, but the video to go along with it. I think that especially now people really want the cloud-based services. They want, you know, access to, you know, not without singling out any services, but just, you know, the on-demand type music mm-hmm. services where their libraries may be stored.
Yep. They might want a killer, you know, television in the living room with maybe some surround sound speakers.
Surround sound is still very popular. Now, the media room has become less popular than it once was. But people still do usually like a family room with some surround sound in it, as opposed to the dedicated media room mm-hmm. that was very popular, you know, some years back.
And then those are the two top things for me. What other, you know, things are making people's must have lists?
What's become very popular, at least as of late, is video distribution. And what that allows you to do is to centralize all your components in a rack or equipment closet and have just the TV in the room itself. So you have access to all of the video components that are there shared throughout your home. And in the room, it really cleans up the installation mm-hmm. when you only see the TV screen, no wiring, no box hanging off the side. You know, it's really more aesthetically pleasing.
We've changed from the days when I was in college, when you wanted those big giant speakers yeah. to be right out there and let everybody see them.
The amplifier sitting on a milk crate,
right, with the cinder blocks. You don't want to see any of the components, and you want them hidden as much.
That
as possible.
Is the ultimate goal. I think that everybody wants the functionality, or at least the ability to use all of these things, but they don't necessarily want to see them. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, how can folks get more information about Next Gen Automated?
Well, they can find us on the web at nextgenautomated.com. We're also on Facebook, same name. Our phone number is 843-871-8531. So any of those ways will work.
Very good. And come out and see Next Gen Automated at the Charleston Home and Design Show 2 weekends from now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Mac.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Carpetbaggers Carpet One, and they are also known as Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings. They're one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up 2 weekends from now, January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations and Home Design. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Jody, take a moment and tell everyone about Crosby Creations and Home Design.
So we are a full-service architectural sort of design firm where we are doing the residential end of things, custom home design, renovation design, addition design, and we take the client from a conceptual. They're just throwing their ideas out at us all the way through working drawings where they're getting a full set of plans that's going to give them half of the puzzle for the builder. The other half that comes in is the engineering, and, you know, he can take that, price it, and permit it between the working drawings and the engineering plans. And that's from what we, you know, take from concept, we go through and we make tweaks that the clients want to make, and we get it to be the product that they want it to be the house that they want it to be.
Gotcha. So if someone wants to build a new custom home, they could talk to Jody at Crosby Creations and Home Design to create the house plans.
Yes.
And if somebody was doing a remodel project or putting an addition on the house, same thing. You can help them create a set of plans that the builder will use to create
that project.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of the nice things, the really, really powerful things I think that Crosby Creations and Home Design does is you folks can tell a homeowner before they put it out to bid basically what this house should cost.
Yes, absolutely. Within reason, I like to always let clients know that they really do drive the price of their home. So if a client comes to me and they say, I want a 2,000 square foot house and I'm budgeting for $250 a square foot, I'm going to tell them that that's a reasonable budget. If they come in and they say, I want to build this house for $125 a square foot, unfortunately in the Charleston market, they're not going to hit that goal. And I just try to be very forthcoming with them from the very start as to, you know, what their bottom line budget is, and either we're going to get close to it or we're going to completely miss that mark and, you know, potentially either squash the project or just say, okay, well, we need to go ahead and reduce the square footage. If you've got $600,000 to build a house, then we need to go ahead and make sure that square footage is in a range that's going to get you to that price point per square foot that builders are building houses for these days.
You know, I've heard cases where people have hired an architect and to design a house, and then the house never gets built because it's too much house. It's too much for that homeowner to afford.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that problem?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it boils down to what that budget is. And then, well, for instance, we're here at Carpetbaggers. This is a great example. So a client might walk in and they might have a budget that the builder has set for them based on what their budget is. And they say, okay, you're going to go in, you're going to meet with a sales rep here at Carpetbaggers, and they're going to show you four or five different flooring types that are going to fit within your budget. And then that client goes over and picks something completely out of the ordinary that's twice the price of the flooring that fits within their budget, and they go, well, this is what I want. And then with every supplier, they go in and they start doing that, you know, cabinetry, and then their doors and windows, and they're driving the price up. So, yes, sometimes people do go in and drive that price over and above what their budget can handle, and it squashes the entire project. And I've absolutely had projects that have gotten squashed just simply because, you know, maybe they didn't have a reasonable budget to begin with, or maybe because they did outprice themselves mm-hmm. when they went to go make their selections.
Do you help homeowners with the allowances that go into, you know, each room?
No, we do not do specifications and we do not do budgets. But I try to pair my clients up with builders that are seasoned and builders that have lots of suppliers around here and know they can look at a house, they can look at a budget, and they can say, you know, this is the flooring company to go to, this is the cabinet company to go to try to help them maintain their budget.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do the specs, we don't do takeoffs, we don't do interior design. We literally just design the house and try to keep the square footage and architectural features within a range that's going to keep them as close to the budget as we can.
We'll talk about some of the projects that Crosby Creations Home Design was part of in 2018.
We had a stellar 2018, actually. I'm excited. We put 98 jobs on the books.
Mm.
We haven't had a year that good since 2015 when we put over 100 jobs on the books. We did, I would say, a pretty good balance of half and half for the renovation end of things and the custom home end of things. One of the projects that I'm super excited about is this really awesome, just a really large, beautiful house with lots of views over in Mount Pleasant off of Harbor Way, mm-hmm. the little subdivision, their backyard. They overlook the Ravenel Bridge. It's beautiful. We've done a good variety of very large projects, and we've done a good variety of you know, very budget friendly, smaller homes for, you know, people that they just want to live out in the country. They, you know, want a little 3-bedroom house and they want a nice view of their backyard. So people will look at my website and they'll say, oh, wow, you do really high-end stuff. And, well, I mean, we do what we're hired to do. But what designer is going to put, you know, the 1,000-square-foot, you know, kind of cookie-cutter house on their website? That's
right.
So we do small scale, and we do some very large-scale projects that are super cool.
How can you help a homeowner that's going to be remodeling their house or putting on an addition?
So if you're going to be doing an addition, your first step is to get a survey. You want to know where your parameters are for setbacks upon your property lines and so on and so forth. We look at what your flood zone is, if you're compliant, you know, if you are in a flood zone, if you're compliant. And now we've got these new flood, these new FEMA maps that are getting released in 2019 at some point through Charleston County. Well, we don't really have a date for those yet, but what I do is if you were to call in and say, I want to do an addition, I'd say, okay, do you have a survey? Do you have an elevation certificate? Let me look up what your current flood is. Let me look up what your proposed flood is. And sometimes what it's causing people to do right now, because we have these changes coming down the pipeline, is it's actually causing them to delay and wait until these new flood maps are adopted, because some people are getting out of the flood zone. And then some people are getting into a better situation where their non-compliant house is now going to be compliant once these new maps are adopted. Hmm. I haven't come across a case where anything has gotten worse and someone's had to fast track it to get it done because they're, you know, going to be in hot water when the new maps are adopted. But I'm sure there are situations like that. So essentially, I just ask, you know, what you're wanting to do. Once we have all of the pieces that we need with the survey, we'd come out to the house. We would walk through the house. We'd talk about your scope and agree upon some terms and some pricing, and then we do measuring and we do photographing. We bring all that back to the office. We'll do a set of as-built drawings, and then we send over some proposed, and we get to tweak it and go back and forth and have some fun with the layout. And once everything is approved, then we, you know, put out the work and drawings. We call in the engineer. We get some stuff sized, and, you know, a lot of people want to open up walls from, you know, kitchen to the family room or so on and so forth. So a lot of times a structural engineer is going to be involved in that, and we coordinate all that with the homeowner. So we try to be as turnkey as we can for the aspect of the project that we take care of, which is the design aspect.
The most important thing is you need a plan. You need to talk to a company like Crosby Creations and Home Designs, because just trying to wing it is a bad idea. It's going to cost you money and time, and it's just an insecure feeling when you're trying to do a remodel and you don't really have a clear path forward, and that's where you folks can help.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of builders won't even talk to people unless they have a set of plans, because they can't pull numbers out of the air. They need to know what the square footage is. They need to know what the, you know, how much cabinetry, so on. There's just so many things that go into it. And if you're going to bid out your project to, you know, 1, 2, 3 builders, you want to be able to compare those numbers apples to apples.
Well, how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations and Home Design?
Well, they can visit my website at crosby-creations.com or call me at 843-514-7354.
All right, great. We've been talking to Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations and Home Design, and come out and talk to Jody at the Charleston Home and Design Show 2 weekends from now, January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.